Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the DPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DPietro and Rothenberg.
The Carolina Hurricanes defeat the New York Rangers 3-1. Hurricanes now lead the series 3-2.
Game six, the Rangers in a do-or-die situation.
I don't want to start breaking it down, but I got to tell you, if this goes south for the Rangers in a game seven, the play you will remember forever is Kako missing the wide-open net.
All right, I call it a fluke.
We need to break. I subtly said we need to break.
I don't want to get into it. Now, here you go, just opening it all up. But just for now, I need to break. Might I break now?
This is DPietro and Rothenberg.
Yes, let's go to break. Come on, you're killing the clock. Let's go.
Oh, I'm killing the clock.
On 98.7 ESPN.
All right, Santi, you're in my good graces. It is DPietro and Rothenberg with you, 98.7 ESPN. Time for some Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Talking Yankees, talking Rangers. Get into the Mets in a little bit as well. Not a huge series, but you don't want the 7.5-game lead. You don't want it to vanish so quickly. So can the Mets go and give you 2 out of 3 this weekend? Well, give me that. Give me 2 out of 3 this weekend for the Mets.
Yeah, well, relax here for a second. I wouldn't start downplaying this series.
No, I think it's an important series.
Yeah, I mean, it's still the Phillies. I mean, you lost your second series of the season, right? I mean, an ugly loss on Wednesday. So, yeah, come home, day off, fully rested. Let's go. Carrasco on the mound.
And what do you have, Carrasco against Eflin tonight?
Eflin, yep. And then, so that's a game to see. Well, yeah, because you got Wheeler on Saturday. So I got Walker Wheeler on Saturday. So
right.
Let's take care
fresh
of
bullpen,
tonight.
Right? Bullpen didn't do anything on Wednesday. Off on Thursday.
I don't want to relive what happened.
I'm not reliving. I'm just making a statement that the bullpen should be fresh and rested. So you win tonight, and then you split the next couple, and then you get out of the series.
You got to take at least four. You got to take four of these six. Have to.
What do they have, Washington after starting Monday?
Yeah.
I can't believe it. I heard Donnie talking about this yesterday. I can't believe there's no day games on Memorial Day.
Yeah, I know. I don't like that either.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
I know. I don't like that either.
Isn't that part of Americana?
You got the game Wednesday you're going to.
Yeah, it's not happening.
Why?
Well, firstly, I told you not to mention it because I didn't want him to know.
Oh, because he's up at 6:05 listening on the
end. I don't know. He's a savage. But I was gonna take Alex out of school early to go to the game on Wednesday. But they have this thing where they can look at their upcoming like events at school, and he has a math test next Wednesday afternoon. So
all right. So why don't we go? Why don't we mark down Wednesday the 29th? Oh, you're away. You're on vacation.
I'm on vacation. That's correct.
That's a good game, too. That's Houston.
Oh, that would be nice.
I know. This is what I'm saying to you.
Wednesday the 29th. That would be nice. But no, I can't do it. You pick a game. You go through the games and you find a game. We'll go.
I'm dying to go to Milo's Baggies. Dad, let's go. We got to go to a game, Dad. We got to go to a game.
I wanted to go this weekend, but tonight I'm not going to go. And then tomorrow night's the Rangers.
Yeah, you got to. I mean, emotionally, you can't. I mean, you can't bounce back like that after what happened last night. It's too much.
It's a lot. I mean, last night, it's so much. It's just, I mean, these games are, they're gutting. They really are.
Yeah, I mean, of course they're gutting. I mean,
they're
this
exhausting.
Is it,
they're gutting.
So
they're emotional.
But that's the biggest, like, as banged up as these guys are, and guys are dealing with, I mean, you had Tanev playing in Calgary. He came back. He has, I mean, a torn labrum. We had Dumba playing in Minnesota with a dislocated rib and a punctured lung. Like, you saw Jarvis get hit in the face. He's bleeding all over the ice.
Like, all over the ice. Goes out for like 4 minutes and he's back. I mean, these guys are they're like superheroes.
They play through everything, man. But it's just, it's more Like, the physical stuff you'll address after the season, obviously, like, you battle through that, whatever it takes, but it's the emotional and mental grind of this.
I don't know how they deal with it. I'm not exaggerating with you. Like, Rangers fall behind 1-0. I'm screaming, I'm yelling, I'm moving around the house, I won't sit down, shorthanded goal, I'm deflated. And now I'm sitting and I'm annoyed. Then they go on the power play, I'm back up, I'm into it, goal, great, excited, crazy, nuts. The next goal, I'm screaming, I'm yelling, the kids come, what's happening? Rangers score, great. Then that gets taken away. Now I'm deflated. Then they score again. Now it's even more. It's like, just as a fan, it's the ups and downs of being a fan of this team or any team, I imagine, this time of year. It's exhausting.
Yeah, it's a lot. But this is what makes, this is what makes the Stanley Cup, so special. It's so hard to win this trophy, man. And the fact that Tampa's done it back-to-back years, it's so hard to get these 16 wins. So hard.
And they're halfway to another.
Yeah, what they're doing right now. And they just swept the best team in the President's Trophy winning Florida Panthers. They swept them and gave up 3 goals in 4 games without probably their best player.
They have to be the favorites to win, right? Would you go them or Colorado?
Yeah. Well, I can't wait. I love St. Louis. You know that because Berube was my first roommate. I love him. And I think he's a great coach. He does a hell of a job. But the idea of having McKinnon and Makar going up against Draisaitl and McDavid, that gets me a little fired up.
Yeah, as it should. Now, I wonder if the Islanders fan yet is like, I don't want Tampa to win again.
No, they don't care.
You don't. They'll care if they're going for 4.
That, dude, as long as they are more concerned about the Rangers right now than they are Tampa.
If I was an Islanders fan, I would not like Tampa on their way to a 3rd consecutive Stanley Cup.
Yeah, but I also wouldn't like the Rangers on the way to a Eastern Conference Finals.
Fair enough. But yes, and of course you'd root for Tampa over the Rangers. But let's be honest. The odds are the Rangers are not going to win the Cup. What I would be concerned about if I was an Islanders fan is that the Rangers, this is like the opening of that window. The Rangers were not supposed to be a playoff team necessarily, and they certainly weren't supposed to be a team that won a series and pushed the second-round series to the brink.
No. No, but I think you're also burying the fact that if for some reason the Rangers get through this series, now I have to watch an Eastern Conference Finals with the Rangers and Tampa. So I can't root for anybody in that series.
You'd root for Tampa, though.
Well, no, my wife would root for Tampa, yeah. I would just root for good hockey.
I can't even think about Tampa. I'm so overwhelmed with Carolina.
No, just focus on game 6, would you please? You Rangers fans are always jumping ahead.
I didn't say anything!
Well, you're already talking about playing Tampa.
No, what? Oh, my God.
RJ, this guy's the worst fan, RJ. He just, he doesn't just
touch the button. I didn't mention, I didn't even bring up the Rangers moving on.
He rubs the money on his naked body, is what he
you
does.
You know what? You're an evil human being.
We're gonna lose him today.
RJ, God forbid you ever take the right side of an argument. Did I mention the Rangers moving on and playing Tampa?
You did not.
No.
But we are dangerously close to losing you.
You are very close.
I'm connecting dots.
I don't handle these things well. I don't. All right, I have so few things that I love. The Knicks are, for the most part, irrelevant outside of a blip last year. The Giants have given me nothing for years. The Mets finally have put themselves back in some semblance of contention. But the real team that actually makes me feel like I'm a sports fan and alive again is this Rangers team.
Yeah, so stop trying to jinx them is what I'm saying.
I'm not trying to jinx anything. Six.
I got people calling in a couple days ago talking about this is going to be over in 6. You talking about the Eastern Conference Finals now.
You know what? Stop doing that.
I'm going to take your birthday present back if you keep this up.
I'm going to throw it away. Right, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to, on the Zoom call on Monday, whatever that present is, I'm going to take it and throw it right in the trash.
I will drive to your house.
Yeah.
Miss the
then
show.
Then be nice to me.
And punch you right in the face.
Good. Then be nice to me. And don't be so obnoxious. I didn't touch any money.
Birthday gift.
I didn't say the Rangers are winning this series. I didn't even mention the Rangers in Tampa. That was you.
No, you mentioned the Eastern Conference Finals. The Islanders fans are not concerned about Tampa right now. Islanders fans are concerned about the Rangers.
Well, you should. That's how you started this whole cockamamie conversation.
I did not. RJ, who started this conversation? RJ, please.
I actually don't know how we got here.
Okay, here we go.
I did not mention the Rangers moving. You know what? Forget it. I'm going to be very workmanlike today. I'm going to be like
you don't even know what work is.
You remember when Fred Flintstone he clocked in, he did his shift, and he clocked out, and he's done? That's what I'm going to do. I clocked in, I'm doing the show, blah, 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 I'll do the show, then I'm going to clock out, I'm done. Don't look for extras, don't look for teases, don't look for extra reads, don't look for anything. I'm just going to do why I came here and what the rationale behind that was, and then I'm done.
I don't think Fred Flintstone drove a luxury pedal cart the way
The big difference is Fred Flintstone had to drive his car with his feet, and you jump into a luxurious Mercedes-Benz.
Yeah, like that's what I'm driving.
And how would you do in the bare minimum be any different than every other day?
You don't need me. You don't want me. That's fine. You know what? You've established what you want and who you need, and I'm not that person. Fine. That's fine. And that's Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract and no compromise. DPHR Rothenberg, presented by Progressive Insurance. Mr. No Reads, you want a couple reads today?
No, I'm out.
You sure?
I want none of it.
Of course you don't. I'm not even going to ask you, because why? I'm going to do my job. I can't believe you know what? I need support. I need guidance. I need help. And this is the way you treat me today? Forget it. Fine. Forget it. This is what we'll be. This is what we'll do. I can't wait for the roast this morning at 6:45.
Listen, I'm trying to help you. I tried to help you yesterday.
Nope.
Not get your hopes up. And what did you do? You got your hopes up. And now you're all upset.
Because I'm addicted. I can't help it.
Okay, so what you need to do now is you have to have your Rangers buddies call in. You guys can, you know, talk about what went wrong last night. Start to feel a little bit better. And then get yourself ready for Saturday. That's all you can do now.
Yeah, but it's hard. I'm sorry. It's hard to envision this team winning the series.
Well, put on your big boy pants. Stop your crying. Touching the money. Rubbing it all over
I didn't touch money. You know what? I want to hear from Aaron Boone. I'd like to hear from Aaron Boone, because I'm sick and tired of hearing from you. All right, here is Aaron Boone on role players for the Yankees stepping up big time last night.
Proud of the effort today. You know, we get to the hotel about 4 a.m. last night, you know, in this stretch of games that we're in, and obviously have had some guys go down, and, you know, we have a guy like Matt Carpenter, you know, land at after 3 o'clock and get here and not in the lineup, and he's in the lineup, and, you know, he's a catalyst for us tonight. Just really proud of that effort tonight, and a great way to start this weekend.
It's the pitching. I mean, because it's not like
they got no hit for 5 innings.
No hit for 5 innings. I mean, listen to this lineup, right? So Judge, you love him. You're leading off with him. Rizzo, fine. Torres in your 3 spot. It's hitting .230. And Duhar, Gallo's in the 5 spot. He's dreadful. What did he go, 0-for-4 again last night?
3 strikeouts, yeah.
And 3 strikeouts. Kiner for left for fine, although he's really dropped quite a bit. Trevino, Carpenter was just caught. I mean, you didn't even know he was available. Now he's starting for you. And Marwin Gonzalez. So good on the Yankees. Phenomenal pitching last night.
Yeah, phenomenal pitching. I mean, Cortez at one point he retired, 14 in a row at one point?
Yes.
By the way, have you seen Aaron Judge's numbers over the last 20-something games?
He's insane.
Last 27 games, .340, 14 home runs, 31 RBIs.
He's insane. That's what he is. It's hard to argue that he's not it's hard to argue the Yankees don't have the best pitcher and the best all-around player in baseball right now.
That's a bold statement you just made.
I'm not saying that I would go and battle it to the end, but I think it's a fair discussion, don't you?
Well, I think they both deserve. I mean, they've earned it.
If I told you Cortez Cy Young right now and Judge MVP right now, are you saying that's just an awful take?
No. I think Judge would he'd be right there at the top. Right there at the top.
Right there at the top.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
What a show.
Great
show.
Don't
make them like that anymore.
No, I love that show.
The Flintstones, yep. Wilma, Betty, Barney, Bam Bam, Fred, Pebbles. Come on.
Yep.
That's a show. The Great Kazoo.
That is a great show. Guys used to always dress up like it. Oh, Halloween, you'd always get one couple dressed up as...
Is Wilma and Barney?
Dum-dum.
Fred and Wilma.
Or it is Fred, yeah, or Barney.
And then they made those bad movies with John Goodman, remember?
That wasn't terrible.
It wasn't good.
Rosie O'Donnell was in that, too.
Well, okay, so that makes it great?
No, I didn't think the movie was terrible.
Was Rick Moranis was in it, too, I think.
Yeah, he was Barney.
Yeah. But not good.
Not my favorite, but it's not like it wasn't Uncle Drew.
By the way, I mean, did you see this Ray Liotta news yesterday?
Yes, I did.
Oh, passed away at the age of 67.
I told you that Ray Liotta legitimately tried to wheel my wife like right in front of my face.
To what?
To try like to take my like to date my wife like right in front of my face like numerous times.
Really?
Yeah. No respect for me at all.
But now, how far along in the relationship were you guys when Ray Liotta tried to steal?
You know,
it?
I fully can't do it, Henry. You know,
fully married.
Can't do it.
You were married?
Oh, fully married. Yeah.
As opposed to partially married.
No, not engaged. Like this was. Yeah. This
like married.
Fully,
you're
married,
taking married vows and everything.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Fully invested in a life together. Yeah.
Wow. Were there children involved at this point?
No children yet, but there was just no regard for me at all.
Wow. And he saw you there, and he just had no care in the world.
Yeah, as far back as I could remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
She introduced me to him as, this is my husband, Rick. And he's like, okay, yeah.
And did he body you out?
Yeah, like let's get
just,
back
he
to...
He just stood right in front of you?
It's like, hey, yeah, let's get back to me and you. Let's get back to me and you.
Wow.
So what are we doing?
So are Goodfellas? Like, what's your favorite Liotta movie?
I love
Goodfellas. Field of Dreams or Goodfellas?
Probably Goodfellas. I love Goodfellas.
It's a great movie.
It's a great movie. So I mean, so you can imagine too. Like I'm in a situation where I get to meet him for the first time, and at the same
time,
you're
overwhelmed.
Like I'm overwhelmed, and he's legitimately trying to date my wife.
I'm surprised you didn't sign off on it.
No.
Sure.
No chance of that. No chance of that.
No chance. All right. Very sad. And only 67 years old.
I know. I know.
So sad.
It's too many of that. There's so much of that happening right now.
I know. All right. Let's so you see this Ian Begley story?
I read everything Bagels has.
I love Bagels. So I guess the Nets are not opposed to a sign and trade with one Kyrie Irving, huh?
Here's the thing though. And I heard a bunch of this yesterday because I listened to some KJM after our show. As far as, you know, the report, you know, that KD hasn't, since the season's been over, hasn't had a conversation with Sean Marks or the front office or anything
Correct.
Like that. And then, so I'm taking, if I take that and then I couple it with what Kyrie said after the season, which was Kevin, myself, Joe, and Sean are going to, no Steve Nash, just those, that four would get together and they would discuss the future of the team moving forward, what they would do, pieces they would add, and everything else. And then this other report that we talked about yesterday, which was clearly leaked by the Nets, that the Nets have no interest in a long-term deal with Kyrie Irving. I have a hard time believing that they would leak something like that without knowing that KD would be on board with it.
Unless they're so sick and tired of the song and dance with these guys, no?
Yeah, but how could you... And then what are you? What happens now? Are you going to trade Kevin Durant?
I don't know. Maybe they're just sick and tired of being beholden to... You know, it's one thing if they go out and they win for you. You did nothing. You did nothing. I mean, right now, if I say who had the most disappointing season in all of basketball, you don't have to look further than the Nets.
Lakers are pretty bad, too.
Pretty bad, but at least they won 2 years ago.
Well, yeah, but they didn't even make the play-in. You understand, they didn't make the play-in tournament.
I get it. But you know what? They were injured. Anthony Davis wasn't healthy. I understand. You're not wrong. They had a very disappointing season.
Well, Kyrie couldn't play half the games. He played 29 games.
But Kyrie chose not to play half the games.
But it doesn't matter. It just didn't play.
But in the postseason, they were there and they were healthy.
Yeah, but at that point, you had the whole season had been such a mess with the Harden stuff and Ben Simmons' distraction. He can play. He can't play. I mean, the whole thing was a disaster.
You think Kevin Durant wins another championship?
At this rate? Listen, I don't even know what the team's going to look like next year with all these stories that are coming, reports that are coming out.
They're like an after-school special, this team, huh? They are.
It's a soap opera, but Jay,
it was dramatic.
And then Jay said yesterday that's like Kevin and Kyrie are boy, like they're tied to the hip. So if you're Brooklyn, why are you leaking a story like that? To what, piss Kevin Durant off? I don't get it.
Why would you, if you're Kevin Durant, why can you not change your opinion?
Because he loves the guy. I don't know. I mean, it makes me question whether or not he's that all in.
But what I mean, even if you love him, even if he's your guy, and you know, thick as thieves, at some point with the actions he continues to show you, wouldn't you lose some patience with him?
Yeah. I mean, if I'm that close to someone, I'd probably have a conversation or two with them. But I mean, I would also have, you know, part of me that felt like, okay, I mean, no one thought that, you know, we'd be sitting here talking about a vaccine mandate as to why he couldn't play. And I'm going to force him to take a vaccination that he doesn't want?
No, but it's not like the year before when there was no vaccine mandate, he was easy to deal with.
No, he wasn't. Then he ended up getting hurt in the playoffs, but
it's always something.
Yes, it's always something.
Whether it's a vaccine, whether it's, you know, social justice, whether it's basketball, doesn't matter. Like, if I'm Kevin Durant and I hear this guy come out and say basketball is secondary for me to other things and then act on that, I feel a way about it. I'm not going to bat and lying down for him anymore. I'm sorry. I'm not.
Yeah, I think it's easier to say when you're not really in that kind of relationship. I mean, this is the reason why he's in Brooklyn was because of Kyrie.
I don't know why he's so beholden to Kyrie.
Because he loves the guy. He knows the guy's talented. I don't know if it's Kyrie.
Nobody denies how talented he is.
Okay, if it's not Kyrie, then who is it? Who is it then? If you lose Kyrie, who is it? How are you winning a championship now? Who is it? You and Ben Simmons?
I don't know that they ever will.
Okay, but what gives you the best chance?
What gives me the best chance is a motivated, available Kyrie. But I don't know that I ever get that. I don't know that I ever get a motivated and or available Kyrie Irving.
Okay, but if Kyrie came to you as one of your close friends and said, hey, listen, enough is enough. I'm all in. Let's go win a championship.
How can I? Yes, in theory, that's fine. But how can I believe anything this guy says?
Well, because you're not speaking from a place where you have the relationship. You're speaking as a person looking at their relationship. And of course, you on the outside would say, yeah, this frustrates the hell out of me. But we all have friends that are still our best friends that frustrate the hell out of us. And we're not dropping them as friends.
I'm not saying to drop them as a friend.
Well, you kind of are. If you sign on.
Don't make me to be the bad guy.
Well, that's what's going to happen.
I'm not the bad guy. Why? You know what? Durant would not be the bad guy if he became frustrated and annoyed and wanted to end this friendship with Kyrie Irving the way he's acted.
Well, I think he prioritizes the friendship over all of it.
Okay. Well, then you know what? You might never win again. If you're beholden to Kyrie Irving, you might never win again.
Well, how much do you really want to win if you don't really want to be coached and everything else that we've seen happen?
It's a very valid question. All right, well, let's break and continue this conversation. DPHO Rothenberg is always presented by Progressive Insurance. I'll do another read you should have probably done, but you didn't accept. Feeling great starts with a great shave, and great shaves start with Barbasol shaving cream. For a limited time only, capture your Barbasol Jurassic World collector cans and do that before they're gone. Matt Carpenter, we should send him a little bit of Barbasol because that mustache was not a great.
Don't be nasty about the mustache, please.
I saw many mustachioed men at the quote bridal shower. Yeah, at the bridal shower, there were a lot of men.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Game 6. Tomorrow night. You can hear it right here on 98.7 ESPN starting at 7:30. You can watch it on ESPN television at 8 o'clock. And, Rick, how would you feel about giving away two beautiful tickets to the game right now?
I would love it.
All right, Rangers fans, listen up. We're giving you a chance to be at Game 6 tomorrow at the Garden. Here's what you do. Call 1-800-919-3776. We're going to play a little game. All right? You can be there in person to watch your beloved Rangers in action. Now, we will have another chance to win coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, so keep it locked in right here to DPetro and Rothenberg. Rangers are in round two of the Stanley Cup playoffs, and MSG Networks has you covered. Watch pre- and post-game coverage with highlights, analysis, and exclusive team access before and after every single playoff game. Oh, and by the way, we have more tickets later. The K-Show has tickets in every hour of their show today. So if you do the math, and that's what we're going to be doing here, a little math, let's start people out slowly. And I'll ask you, how many pairs of tickets will be given out on the station today if we're giving out two and they're giving out four?
Two plus four, carry the one. Six.
You're very good.
Yes.
You really are a talent. You win nothing, by the way. So congratulations on that.
I am too smart.
Are you ready to start playing?
Let's play.
All right, so how do you want to do? Do you want to ask the math questions? Do you want me to ask the questions? You
no,
tell me.
No, you ask. You're the host.
You want
ask.
Me to? Yeah, so your goal is to do as little as humanly possible today, right?
Yeah, correct.
Okay, good. As long as you're honest about it.
I'm here. All right. As an analyst.
You're so good, so talented. Let's start out and bring in and welcome in Rick in Newark. Good morning, Rick. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How you doing?
Good. You love the Rangers, right?
Of course.
Okay. You don't sound as excited as
sound,
I hope
that
you would.
That didn't sound, yeah.
Sorry.
Rick, give me something. Give me something. Are you excited about the potential of winning these tickets?
I'm very excited.
Okay, he doesn't sound it.
That's all
okay.
He's got. That's fine. That's all he's got.
Okay. That's all you got.
I'm going to say Rangers win tonight.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. Are you ready for your question, Rick? I can barely even hear. Here we go. Andrew Kopp plus Justin Braun. Go. We got to put a limit on this, right?
Yep. RJ's got it.
5 seconds.
I heard a boop.
He's gone. You know what? He was a disaster from the start. What a disaster he was.
The game was too much for him. It was too much.
The moment was tied.
Is it fair to say the moment was just too big for that guy?
Phone line was hanging by a thread from the get-go.
He was a disaster. That's not what we're looking for.
That was the equivalent to Ty producing the show is what that call was.
Yeah, or putting up the podcast. Wow. I don't think he wanted the Rangers tickets, to be honest with you.
No.
You know who wants them?
I don't think he did either.
Greg in Staten Island. Greg, give me some energy, would you?
All right. Good morning. I'm excited. Same place?
No.
No. No. It seems so easy, doesn't it? But no. Mika Zibanejad minus Frank Vetrano.
93 minus 77, 16.
What player?
Oh, the player. The player, 16. I thought Panera. Who's 16? Strom.
There you go. There you go. Greg is going to the Rangers game. Nice. We play the Rangers victory song. Greg, congratulations. Greg.
Thank you. Very excited.
Oh, who are you going to bring?
That's a good question. Probably one of my good friends is a huge Ranger fan. My buddy James. I'm going to ask him if he wants to go.
Awesome. Now, if he doesn't want to go, would you bring Rick?
I would love to have Rick there. That would be a treat. But
would you bring Rick over James?
I mean, Rick's not the most reliable person to take to a Rangers game. So I'm not sure if that's the.
You know what? He knows you to a T. Greg, congratulations. Enjoy the game. Wonderful.
Could you imagine how devastating that would be to you guys?
What?
If I just all of a sudden decided to go to game six with Greg instead of going to the game with you?
No, I wouldn't be devastating. That's the kind of guy you are. You've shown
That'd
your true colors today.
That would be a real statement.
No, you've shown who you are. That defines kind of who you are.
A terrific teammate.
No. You've never hung out with us. Never hung out with us. You hung out with your family up in Bristol last night.
Well,
you go to the game with Greg.
There. Greg sounds like a fun time. I don't know how fun time.
Better than that other disaster you called, huh?
That was unfortunate.
Thank goodness. He didn't even participate.
No, I don't think he was that interested, to be honest.
Greg was I think, like 3 seconds away from being cut off, by the way.
Well, he knew was it. Close. He's
like, Mika, 93, Vetrano, 77, 16. Who's the player? I don't know.
He knew.
I don't know.
No,
that took
knew.
Him a minute.
I don't think he was dangerously close. You're right.
He was really close.
He was dangerously close.
Savage with the button.
I
think I gave him plenty of time.
You gave him plenty. Santiago, don't listen to him. You gave him plenty of time. All right. Why don't you tell people about the morning roast, would you?
All right. So the morning roast, it is Friday, headed into a beautiful, gorgeous Memorial Day weekend. So what we want is for you to head into the weekend with nothing on your chest. Whatever's bothering you could be anything. Could be the Rangers, could be Matt, whatever it is, could be life. Call us 1-800-919-3776 and just air it out.
Anything that is stuck in your craw, so to speak. Yes.
Yes. If you hate Dave or Ray, maybe you want to attack Ray Santiago because he's come after the company. Feel free, call in.
So this is your time to get whatever it is off your chest. 1-800-919-3776. All right, Raymond, let's get started. Let's get rolling with the roast.
This is why I'm hot.
Is the morning roast.
Top of the morning. Top of the morning. Time for our morning roast brought to you by the fine folks at Jack Pocket. Now, Raymond, I have a feeling there could be calls about you this morning. So what I'd like to do is give you the honors to start out with the roast.
No, see, I've told you this expressly. I'm going to pass because I don't think it's necessary now. Now, you can come back to me after the fact if I feel it's necessary, but I'm going to hang back on this one for now, and we'll see where it goes.
All right. So you're going to reserve your roast.
Because I think there's a little misunderstanding. I think people think that I've attacked the company as a whole.
Oh, you've attacked the company.
And that couldn't be further from the truth. I thought I made that pretty clear. I love the company as a whole. I love that people are dedicated listeners and want to put it out there. My problem is with this sort of gatekeeping that's going on at the top of the company, saying who is in and who's not in, and we're basing it on questionnaires and applications. That's a little excessive to me. That's all I'm saying.
No, I don't think so at all. These are people committed to the show, and if you want to be part of a very select company, there are hurdles that must be jumped over.
Well, like I said, this is not an attack on the company as a whole.
Feels like it to
me. Love the company.
All right. Well, let's see how they feel about you. Aaron in the car. Aaron, please, you start out on the morning roast.
Good morning, fellas. Good morning, company. Raymond. I don't even know what to say. I mean, the issue is you go right to saying it's weird. Weird would be...
It's 100% weird.
Money.
Raymond, you didn't want to start out on the roast. Please let Aaron and others get their point off their chest. Go ahead, Aaron.
Thank you, David. So you go right to calling it weird. Weird would be having people pledge money. Weird would be having people swear a blood oath. We're not doing any of that. It's simply 10 questions to prove you're actually a listener, because we don't want trolls, bots, frauds representing us. We're not the Cowboys fan base.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I don't know
oh,
whether it.
Oh, Aaron, this is a. You want Rangers tickets, Aaron? This is a call.
Now, I don't know whether it's you're not getting sleep. I don't know whether it's you're tired of getting made fun of on the show. Or maybe the company is just not for Ray. But you're lashing out at people who love you and love the show. And quite frankly, I think an apology is in order.
That's a roast.
You could be waiting a while.
That's
not gonna
a
lie
roast.
To you.
Oh, good call, Aaron.
Actually, and I that was a very good roast. I think that was the spirit of what the roast could be all about.
That was a good roast. Let's go to Charles in Queens. Good morning, Charles. You're on the morning roast.
Good morning, gentlemen. First time caller. I just want to roast the Dallas Mavericks bench for standing and blocking the fans from watching the game. I've seen it throughout this series. They're just standing there. Mark Cuban's on the side. And it just really upsets me that they're just standing there all game long. The fans are behind them trying to watch the game. You guys got to stand up for the whole game. And it's just upsetting. I'm glad they lost. I like Luka, but I'm very happy they lost. And finding those guys, Mark Cuban, that's nothing for him. He's got billions, $125,000 in fines is going to do nothing.
So I don't know the story. Rick, do you know the story?
Oh, they were having a problem with the bench, with the Mavericks bench, yeah.
So the Mavericks bench demanded that they be able to stand up during the game, and the fans behind them couldn't see the game?
They just stand there. They just stand there all game long.
No, they just stand there. Theo Pinson got told, because he was wearing a white shirt, and they threw one of the Warriors threw him a pass, so they told him, like, yeah, he was supposed to change his shirt. Like, there's been a whole thing with the bench.
That's interesting.
I missed Theo Pinson, by the way. For the Knicks.
Well, I think the Knicks missed Theo Pinson.
I liked him.
I mean, there's nobody that doesn't play that means more to the team than Theo Pinson, right?
Oh, he's the big unit. Everyone needs an energy guy, buddy.
Yeah. I think I'm saying this name right. Is it Antinia? Oh, I was not saying it right. Antinia. Good morning, Antinia.
Good morning. How are you?
We are terrific.
Okay, so I want to roast people that drive in my car. My husband got me addicted to your show years ago.
Nice.
So every time I'm in a car, I have your show on, and people say, can you please turn it off? I'm like, no, this is my favorite show, and if you're going to ride in my car, you have to listen to it.
Here's what I suggest you do. Kick them out of the car while you're moving. Really?
Okay.
Like not at like 50, but as you're moving down the street at like 25, just open the door and push them out. How dare they?
Okay. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. She loves the show. It's her car, and they're going to turn these guys off?
Yeah, listen, I don't think I would necessarily start pushing people out of the car. I mean, that seems a little aggressive. But
maybe.
I feel like it's only enhancing the trip.
I mean, what's not to love?
What's better? Let me ask you a question. What's better, listening to this show on a ride? Or like when you get the driver that's like having a phone call conversation while you're trying to sit in the car.
That's the worst.
It's the worst.
That is so annoying. Or listening to Dan O'Shea. Nobody wants to hear that when you have the
It's Dan and Shea, you jack wagon.
Whatever. Wes in Fort Myers. Wes, roast. Roast.
I'll tell you what else is bad. A chatty masseuse. Oh, I hate the chatty masseuse.
Good morning, guys. I love you guys so much. I'm over here in Florida representing the company South. I just wanted to roast Ray. He's acting like the Eeyore of the show lately. We love you guys so much. Yeah, the donkey. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
anyways, yep. You know, over there talking about the company. We hear you. We love you still. But anyways, what do you expect from a Giants fan? I mean, a Cowboys fan.
Oh,
good night.
No.
Good morning, guys.
Thanks, Wes.
There you go. I mean, Raymond, you really drawn the ire of the country.
Can you say
anything that doesn't say, oh, you're a Cowboy fan? Okay, well established. I'm a Cowboy fan and I suffer. Give me something else.
Disgusting. But I don't think you understand what's happening here. Now we got the Company South, which is taking over Florida.
I didn't even realize there was a Company South.
This is what's happening. It's spreading.
I know.
There's a company worldwide. We've established this.
We got Israel.
And you're going to battle with these people. Why? I don't know why you would choose this hill to die on.
It's like I'm talking to a wall with you.
Forget
this isn't a hill, though. This has turned into a mountain.
Yeah, this is Everest.
Yes, this is no law. You're going to need a Sherpa. There'll be dead bodies as you walk by. You'll probably be one of them.
Walk right over dead bodies. Oxygen, the whole thing.
Yeah.
All right, Rick, why don't you go ahead and roast?
All right, you know exactly who I'm going to roast because I had to call you yesterday in the car because I was so frustrated. The roast for me is Ari Gold from, I had to listen to this idiot yesterday do an interview where he doesn't ask my guy that you beg to be on the show two different days, that's taking time out of his busy sleep schedule to grace you with his presence. Beloved in the Carolinas, and you don't let him talk. Make him feel uncomfortable. And then you want to talk about the home ice fluke. We set a record yesterday. They just set a record. It's not a fluke, you jackass.
Wow. Look at you defending me, going after, what's his name? Adam Gold?
Adam Gold.
Yeah, just a bad job by him.
Awful job.
The minute 45 lead-in that didn't really even amount to a question.
He asked himself two questions in the middle.
You know it's a bad interview when he's asking himself questions and answering them as you're just sitting there waiting.
And not even answering them properly.
No. Just a terrible job. All right, I'm going to go quickly because we have so many people that want to be involved in the roast. Jalen Rose voted Kyrie Irving third team All-NBA. He played 29 games. How in the world could you vote him onto anything other than most disappointing for this season? Now, he did apologize and say he made a monumental mistake, but Stephen A. took him to task, and I think we need to on this show as well. So I roast Jalen Rose. You should have your voting privilege taken away.
How do you say that's a monumental mistake? That's a conscious decision that you made. It wasn't, you weren't fooled like, oh, I forgot how many games. Like, you weren't bamboozled.
No, but it's a huge mistake to vote him third team. I mean, it's disgusting.
Well, this is what happens. See, but this is what happens, though, because it's like I'm looking, well, who do I think is the best? Well, it's not who you think is the best. It's who had the best season.
The guy played in a third of the games. A third of the games. How could anybody?
Yeah, that's not right.
Just terrible. All right, RJ, you're next, but let's go to Mitch in the car. Mitch, roast away. Have at it. What a bad
guy. Good morning, guys. I'm a big fan. I just want to roast the Cowboys. Since when did they become the Jets?
Wow. Well, I don't think, I mean, they just
Santiago,
won the
division. You're taking shrapnel everywhere,
yeah,
Santiago.
People are all over.
Wait, I wasn't even mentioned. What are you talking about?
But
you're
that
a Cowboys
of
fan.
You.
You're like the leader.
That's insulting to compare them to the Jets. I mean, the Cowboys have been mediocre. They're not the Jets.
No. Now you're going to take shots at me? This is what we're doing?
Well, listen, he
said
the
Jets.
He'll
take shots at anybody.
He said the Jets, not
obviously,
me.
I can't wait to send you unruly chickens to your house.
Nice. Nice. This guy, he could be my favorite person to walk the planet, Lonnie in Harlem. Roast away, Lonnie. Good morning.
Good morning, family. Good morning, company members. Listen, Santi, you know it's all love, baby. But listen, after today, you might want to punch me in the face again. But I think I got the disguise for that. I just dress up as a softball. You won't come close to touching me. But listen, Santi, the lack of respect you decided to give the company people who will follow you blindly is crazy. And what I told RJ this morning is the fact that you guys remember when Dave, you know, not to say to take a shot at you, but remember when you was questioning my fandom and you saying, oh, maybe the number one fan, da-da-da-da-da. Listen, and then you guys said you was going to do the whole tournament of champions, you was going to have me as a number one seed, and then people was going to have to, you know, answer questions and stuff like that. So what's the problem with having a questionnaire to get down with the company, Santi? Stop yourself. Stop being a Cowboy fan. That's Cowboy thinking. I've done what I came to done.
Nice. Oh,
wow.
Savage.
Wow.
RJ.
Throw in the towel. Santiago, throw in the towel.
Now, do I have a lot chance to retort, or do you want to keep going down the list of people?
No.
Throw in the towel,
Santiago. You didn't want to participate in the roast.
No, not at the beginning. Not at the beginning.
Well, hang on a moment. RJ, would you like to roast?
I would, but I would actually like to hear Ray's retort.
Why don't you go, and then we'll close it with Raymond.
All right. So, Dave.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Come on.
So, but this
you signed up for this.
Yeah. So, you rip Dan and Shay.
You want to drink some tequila?
I mean, you rip Kendrick Lamar.
Top of the morning, top of the morning, top of the morning.
Dave, what music do you listen to?
Well, I like Van Halen. So, I like classic rock.
So you like nothing that's been made, basically, since 1985?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Dave, you're missing out on so many good things. You got to adapt, my friend. You have to adapt. You drive a luxurious vehicle with a fine audio system. You got to get to know some new music.
I don't really listen to music in the car.
You just sit in silence.
No, I listen to sports.
Well, he does other
radio.
Things. His hands are very active in the new Mercedes.
I think Ray had a retort. I think we should move on.
What an awful roast. I mean, we're piling on Ray, and you go after me?
I'm leveling out.
You missed the window.
Well, why'd you give him the window, you jackass? You should have let Ray just go.
I didn't realize he was going to roast me. Ray, go ahead.
You know, it's a shame Lonnie had to hang up like a coward, because I would have liked to ask him this question. You know, how long he has been a listener. Because, Rick, I'm going to go down memory lane with you. You know, back in 2015, we had a very successful run at night, you and I, with Alan Hahn, Hahn and Humpty, right?
Correct.
And back in the day, there was a very big fan of the show who was the self-appointed president of something called the Hauntourage.
Yep.
The guy was very creepy. He was the gatekeeper of the big fan base of listeners that we gathered as a show. And again, we did really well. We had a lot of listeners, but this guy appointed himself the head of it. And Lonnie is giving me a lot of the same vibes as this guy who thought he was very important.
Lonnie's very important.
Thought that he was the face of the listenership. He was
Lonnie
not.
Lonnie is the face of the listenership.
He was not. And all of a sudden, when we had to kind of tell him to dial it back a little bit, it became very uncomfortable and very unsettling. And I think Lonnie's headed down that same path.
No.
I'll let you in on something about myself. I don't like when people pretend to be my friend and they're not my friend. You guys can make fun of me all you want because you are my friends. I value your friendship. Dave, Rick, RJ, I love you guys. You're not just my coworkers. You're my friends. I don't know you, Lonnie. You're not my friend. And I don't want your fake friendship.
Oh, no.
So you can leave me out of the entire thing. Again, this is not a shot at the company. Leave me out of it, man.
Oh,
again,
no.
And I will double down on what I said. You're weird. Nothing you could say what I did on softball or whatever is going to change the fact that you are a grown-ass man gatekeeping for a fan base for a radio show. Leave me alone, man.
Oh, God. No.
This is when it all goes bad.
We're so late, but
this is what keeping it real goes wrong right here.
Oh, really wrong.
I warned
Lonnie,
you.
Lonnie, just for the record, and the company for the record, that was Raymond J. Santiago. That was not me, and that was not RJ, and that was not Rick. That is one man flying solo. And that is The Morning Roast.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.